Canmore, hey, Brittany Hudak, leave some gold for the rest of us. The Paralympic skier was money at the Canmore Para-Nordic Skiing World Cup with 4 golds she cashed in after 6 races in 9 days, Dec 4-12. I'm absolutely pumped at how the races went for me, said Hudak. It gives me a lot of confidence going into the rest of the season. Winning 2 golds and a silver in women's standing cross-country and 2 golds in biathlon, the elite 28-year-old athlete who lives and trains in Canmore said December is typically the time of year to measure one's fitness and not gold mining. However, a couple of factors leading into the season-opening World Cup for Hudak and Team Canada, such as hometown pride and exceptionally solid training throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, had the Canucks pushing each other to be better. Para-Nordic head coach Robin McKeever commented at the Canmore World Cup that pupils Hudak and Natalie Wilkie were faster than they've ever been. After the 6th and final day of Para-Nordic skiing races on Sunday, Canada's medal count was at 17, 9 gold, 5 silver, 3 bronze, including 2 golds and 2 silvers from Wilkie, 2 golds from Brian McKeever and gold, silver and bronze from Colin Cameron. We're always focused at world championships and games, so really trying to build on our fitness throughout the year and be fast more toward the end of the year, said Hudak of Prince Albert, Sask. I think this year, everyone on the team has noticed that our fitness has improved drastically and everyone's been feeling pretty good, and it's really nice to see where our base fitness is at for this time of year. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Alberta World Cup, at Alberta World Cup. The red-hot Hudak was only held off the podium once, finishing fourth in last Thursday's, December 9th, standing individual. Her teammates Wilkie and Emily Young finished with silver and bronze in the race, respectively. Flurries pounded down on skiers for Saturday's biathlon sprint in Canmore, but racing on the home course for years, Hudak expertly navigated the snowy day in the mountains to take more than a 30-second victory on 9/10 shooting. Russia's Yulia Makeeva, 10 out of 10, finished second, and Poland's Aweta Farin, 8/10, was third. In Sunday's finale, Hudak shot 19/20 in middle distance and crossed the line at 32 minutes 49 seconds and 4 milliseconds. Young, 19/20, claimed silver at a time of 33 minutes 20 seconds and 1 millisecond, more than 10 seconds ahead of Russia's Makeeva in third. Young had 2 podiums and 5 top 5 finishes at the Canmore World Cup. I was feeling a little bit tired, Sunday, after race number 6 here in 9 days, and the body was definitely feeling a bit more sluggish than I would have liked, said Hudak. But I knew if I just kind of kept skiing consistently and kept it together in the range, then it could be potential for a good day, and it was so fun getting the splits off my teammates. We all had a really good day and that kept me motivated on the course as well, and I'm super happy to have just one missed shot out of 20, so that's good. Canada's Mark Ahrens missed the podium in the biathlon races, finishing fourth place twice. The 31-year-old Paralympic champion won bronze during the cross-country portion of the Canmore races. I look at it as a whole. It's working on every race throughout the week, said Ahrens. That's what I need in order to be successful again in Beijing, from March 4 to 13. It's more about getting each day right. I'm not really focused on one particular race or anything like that. It's just making sure I can get the most out of each race. Russia led in overall medals in Canmore with 64, 19 gold, 23 silver, 22 bronze. The Para-Nordic team heads to Finland, December 17-21, for the next Para-Nordic Skiing World Cup, but memories of a huge medal haul in Canmore will surely last throughout the season. I was way more motivated to race in Canmore, and being home crowd really makes a difference, Hudak said. Seeing the volunteers that I know, locals, it really just kind of puts a cherry on top of everything. It's so great to race in Canmore. I love the skiing here, and I think that also gets me super pumped to race each day, and it's so nice to see everyone around.